Track 9. Chris Skinner's Nature Notes. This month, we're going to join Chris as he starts his day on High Ash Farm at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning, Chatterbox friends. This is farmer and nature lover Chris Skinner. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. The farm here at Caister St Edmund is still very dry, so we're desperate for some proper rain. Got my shirt sleeves on this morning. First job off is to unlock the farm workshop. Here we go, in there. And then open up the big roller shutter doors where the tractors are stored, ready for another busy day on the farm. Here we go. Huge wide doors, 24 feet wide. And 20 feet tall. It's like an aircraft hangar in here. There we go. Just about there. Good. And one of my treats in the morning is to go and say hello to three of my friends. They're my bantam chickens. And they sleep right down at the end of the workshop here. And if we're lucky, at 4 o'clock in the morning, this is their getting up time. This time of the year, it's a little bit light. Good morning, girls. How are you? Did you have a good night, you three? No foxes in here, is there? Are you going to sing for us? Good girls. There they are. One of them is a wine spot, an old brown wine spot. That's the name sort of given to the feathers on her body. And she's now 8 years old. And the other two are silver wine spots, very, very smart, about half the size of a normal chicken. And so they get up now and they always have a kind of little sing-song. And when I go and see them, they make these little noises. And they're just waiting for the right amount of light in this old building, and then they'll hop down and spend the day scurrying about in the farmyard under the hedges looking for worms and insects. They have quite a lovely life, but they've had their own lockdown and because of avian flu. So they had to be shut in this building for months and months at a time. They still waited at the door when I went in the morning, but they weren't allowed out. Such a lovely, relaxing sound. And they do lay eggs, but they usually lay them where I can't find them. Chuck-chucks. Lovely little song. Right. Usually, once we get to July, most of the dawn chorus has come to an end. Many of our native birds have completed their nesting cycle, their breeding year, and there's some that still have a little bit of a dawn chorus. So we're just walking down the farmyard, and going to try and see if we can hear them. They're my swallows. So walking across some concrete now. Quite a breeze this morning. Just blowing through the big old oak tree that's the end of the building here. And there's a doorway now coming up to. There's Boss, one of the horses. He was 30 years old yesterday. And I've left him a birthday card. Right. Venerable old oak tree right by the end of the building. And let's just go in, and I'm going to stand still for a moment. There's four horses in this old stable block, which used to be the milking parlour, where the cows came in at this time of the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, for their first milking of the day. And about 25 years ago, converted it into four stables. There's a Shetland in the first stable. It's only about 8 feet by 10 feet. Not the horse, you understand. It's not that fat. And the other three are normal stables, and somebody down the end there is enjoying some hay left over from last night. And the other two are looking over the door thinking they're going to get some breakfast from me, which they're not. And above my head, you can probably hear the swallows singing. And one of the horses obviously got a big itch, and he's scratching his head and neck on the door into his little stable. So it's an old Norfolk pantile building, and this is the home of the swallows, which I absolutely love having here at the farm. We have just gone past 100 swallows. About 32, 33 arrived, and they're now on their second brood, which is why all the males are singing before they go out hunting for the insects. So that's why the horses are here, because I've got lots of pasture around the farm buildings, short grazed grass, and the horses poo on the grass. That attracts the flies. The swallows fly over the grass, almost wingtips touching the grass. That's the swallows. And they catch all their prey, all their insect prey, on the wing. They don't perch on trees to find food. They don't perch and look for insects on the ground. Everything is taken on the wing. The same with sand martins, house martins, and the most aerial bird in the world, which we have at the farm here, feeding but not nesting, and that's the swift. Not closely related to the other three species, swifts, that is. More related to hummingbirds, actually, which surprises people when I tell them. But this is such a lovely sound. And that's what sets me up for the day. I've had a piece of toast, and I'm now going out on the farm. But I thought I'd share this with you. This fantastic sound. It's barely light, and the swallows start singing like this just after 2 in the morning. And then once we get to 4:30, they're all out hunting for breakfast for their ladies. Some of them are incubating eggs, and most of the pairs now have young in the nest a second time. And all the first year's young are still here at the farm, roosting in the buildings. And they'll be setting off on their southern migration. The first one's in about a month's time, and the last one's end of September into October. Oh, one of the horses just had a big sneeze then. They make some really funny noises. Anyway, that started the day off. I'm just going to stop talking just for a moment and let the swallows have the last word. They've all got a big journey ahead of them, down through southern Britain, across the Channel, across France, down the east coast of Spain, across the Mediterranean, Tunisia, then across the Sahara, 1,000 miles from north to south. Then they get to Senegal and the Gambia, down that region. They'll feed up over the mangrove swamps before heading another couple of 1,000 miles down to the Johannesburg region in South Africa, close to sort of where the gold mines are. Just a cool 5,000-mile southern trip on a few flies. They're the ones that know how to live in this world.
Thank you, Chris. And all the chickens, horses and swallows who joined Chris for this recording.